from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. The man accused of driving the car that did kill Heyer has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old woman was among hundreds of protesters who had gathered to protest a gathering of white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her mother, Susan Breaux, spoke at Wednesday's gathering.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, the president announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. In a tweet, he said that rather than putting pressure on the business people, I am ending both. Thank you all. A day ago, Trump called those quitting the panels grandstanders and said they could be easily replaced with more corporate executives. This is VOA News. President